Be at peace in silence as you listen for the Holy One. Isaiah 60:1-5. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. Allow God to direct you to a word or phrase from the second reading of the text. Isaiah 60:1-5. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They shall all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. silence, you are invited to come forward to light a candle to signify a prayer intention or other understanding between you and God. You may also come to the kneeler to be anointed for healing for yourself or your another. From Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 5. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come again to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you, and the wealth of the nations shall come to you. Isaiah 60, 1 through 5. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you, and the wealth of the nations shall come to you. But the Lord. It's really the gospel summed up in three words. Our scripture tells us that for darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples, but the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. That's the gospel. That's the good news for the Israelite people that Isaiah was sharing these words with. There are people in exile. There are people who have been forced from their homes and their families, from the lives that they knew. They've been conquered. Everything they knew has been destroyed. They know grief and they know loss. They know darkness. And yet here is Isaiah telling them that the light has come. I'm sure they heard this and kind of looked around and wondered what in the world Isaiah was talking about. The light hadn't come. They hadn't been able to change anything about their lives. They hadn't figured out a way to get home. But the Lord, Isaiah reminds them, that's the good news. They aren't the ones who are going to bring about the light, but the Lord will. They aren't going to be the ones who will figure it all out, but the Lord does. But the Lord rises up upon you, and his glory appears over you. The Lord is at work. The Lord is changing everything. So then what do the people do? What kind of response do they have to this promise of but the Lord? Well, they arise and they shine. They become people who proclaim the good news of God even in the midst of exile. They become people who share the good news of God even in the midst of darkness. Because it's not up to them to make everything right. That happens through the grace of God. Instead, they become people who trust in this good news. Instead, they become people who proclaim this good news. But the Lord, they say, but the Lord is the one that we rely on, the one we trust, the one in whom we place our Lord. But the Lord. It's really the gospel summed up in three words. Our scripture tells us that for darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples, but the Lord will arise upon you. And his glory will appear over you. That's the gospel. That's the good news for the wise men who came to visit the young Jesus. This is the time of the year we traditionally celebrate and remember that visit. The wise men who came from the east following a star in an otherwise very dark world. It would have been easy for them to stop, to stay in the world that they couldn't really, to say they couldn't really be on a journey to find a newborn savior and king. It would have been even easier once they made it to Jerusalem and they were summoned by Herod and they discovered that even the person who was in charge didn't really know that a king had been born. Yet they kept following the star, the only light, to Bethlehem, where they found Jesus, and in that moment they worshiped him. It hadn't been the perfect journey. It hadn't really been a journey of light. It hadn't been what they expected. But the Lord, that's what they experience when they worship Jesus. That's the good news. They aren't the ones who are going to bring about the light, but the Lord will. They aren't going to be the ones who are going to figure everything out, but the Lord does. But the Lord rises up upon you, and his glory appears over you. The Lord is at work. The Lord is changing everything. So what then do the wise men do? Well, what kind of response do they have to this promise of but the Lord? Well, they arise and they shine. They don't go back to Herod. They don't go back to the darkness. Instead, they travel home a different way, a way of light and hope and good news. Through the grace of God, they spread the good news of the newborn king. They become people who spread the news that a king has been born. But the Lord. It's really the gospel summed up in three words. Our scripture tells us that for darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the people, but the Lord will arise upon you, and his darkness will appear over you. That's the gospel. That's the good news for us. We know what darkness is. Maybe you're struggling in a relationship. Maybe somebody you love and care for is making decisions that are hurtful or harmful to you or to themselves. Maybe you're worried about your health or the health of a loved one. Maybe you need to experience healing or hope. Maybe you're worried about having enough, making enough to get by. Maybe you find yourself living with the consequences of past actions. Perhaps the light has not yet come. You haven't figured it all out. Yet the one thing you know you can't do is that you can't do it alone. But the Lord, Isaiah reminds us, that's the good news. We aren't the ones who are going to bring about the light, but the Lord will. We aren't going to be the ones who are going to figure it all out, but the Lord does. But the Lord rises up upon you, and his glory appears over you. The Lord is at work. The Lord changes everything. So then what do we do? What kind of response do we have to this promise of, but the Lord? Well, we arise and we shine. We become people who proclaim this good news to others. We offer hope and love. We become people who seek to restore relationships and offer forgiveness, not because we think that we know the right way or have all the answers, but because we know and we trust that God is at work. We become people who give second chances and try to get better. We become people who have hope and who seek and offer healing. We become people who trust that the grace of God means that we have enough and that we are enough. But the Lord, it's really the gospel summed up in three words. Our scripture tells us that for darkness shall cover the earth and thick darkness the peoples, but the Lord will rise up upon you and his glory will appear over you. That's the gospel. That's the good news for us. But the Lord, Isaiah reminds us, that's good news. We aren't the ones that are going to bring about the light, but the Lord will. We aren't going to be the ones who are going to figure it all out, but the Lord does. But the Lord rises up upon you, and his glory appears over you. The Lord is at work. The Lord is changing everything. And we know and we experience that change when Jesus comes and he lives among us and he teaches and he heals. And then before his arrest and trial and crucifixion, he gathers with his disciples in the upper room, and he takes bread, and he gives thanks to God, and he breaks the bread, and he gives it to his disciples, and he says, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then later, when the supper's over, he takes the cup, and he gives thanks to God, and he gives it to his disciples. He said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant. It's poured out for you and for many for forgiveness of sins. Do this so often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, we give you thanks that you are a God of light and darkness. We give you thanks that you are a God who has it figured out, who knows the right ways, who leads us and guides us. So, God, we ask that you might pour out your Holy Spirit on all of us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. We ask that they might be for us the body and blood of Christ, so we might be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with each other and one in ministry to all the world, till Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen. Here in the United Methodist Church, we practice an open table of communion. That means we don't believe you need to be a member of this church or any church to receive communion with us this evening. We just ask that you come forward with a heart ready to receive the grace of Jesus Christ. We'll receive communion this evening by intinction. That means you'll be given a piece of the bread and asked to lightly dip it in the cup, and then you'll receive both elements at the same time. Knowing that even in times of darkness, the Lord provides light. So arise and shine. Spread the good news. Go in peace. Amen.